Welcome to the Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107radio.com. Elimination round match between Huron and Plankinton. The winner moves on to the final eight. Loser is done. Your all-match sponsors are Avera Health System Central Office, Mitchell Technical Institute, Walmart of Mitchell, and Coburn Superstore of Mitchell. This match between Huron and Plankton also being sponsored by Poet Buyer Refining of Mitchell, Prestrello's, and Safe Haven Small Animal Hospital of Mitchell. Huron, with their coaches Lindsey Brewer and Brandy Fitzgerald, they beat Wesson and Springs 3-2, beat Mount Vernon 3-0, lost to Gregory 3-2. Their team captain today is Frank Hines, with team members Aubrey Rutledge and Brendan Schlatter. Also on the team not participating today is Gemma Keeler and Shelby Vandenhoek. For Plankinton and their coach Sherry Brunsma, they beat Kimball 4-3, lost to Avon 3-1, but bounced back to win two in a row over Parkston 3-1 and Armour 3-1. They got a team captain of Nolan Sampson, with team members Edwin Guzman, Zaragoza, and Tommy Niles also in the room, not participating today. Tristan Niles, also on the squad, is Lane Gindon. Huron and Plankinton, winner moves on to our final eight on Saturday. The loser eliminated from our Quiz Bowl here this year. Huron's won the coin toss to determine who will get to go first. Huron, you ready for your first round question?
Yep.
What energy transformation is accomplished by an electric motor?
Electrical to kinetic.
It's electric to mechanical energy, so no correct answer for Huron. Plankinton, to you with your first round question. Water from what extraordinarily clear lake becomes very salty by the time it ends up in Nevada's Pyramid Lake?
The Salt Lake.
It's Lake Tahoe is what I'm looking for. No correct answer there for Plankinton. Huron, back to you. What diffuse mass in space could be called an embryonic star cloud?
A nebula.
Is correct, Huron. You're on the board. You lead it 1-0. Plankinton, back to you for the tie. In what state can these archaeologically sites be visited? Pueblo Grande, Walnut Canyon National Monument, Montezuma Castle National Monument, and Canyon de Chelly National Monument?
New Mexico.
Arizona, Plankinton. No correct answer there for you. Back to Huron. You lead the match 1-0. Name the cylindrical sections of rock obtained from within the earth by using hollow tube drills.
Core samples.
Or cores is correct, Huron. You've taken a commanding 2-0 lead. Plankinton, back to you, trying to get on the board. What Little Orphan Annie character is a mutinous tycoon?
Mr. Danny.
The correct answer is Daddy Warbucks is what I'm looking for. No correct answer there for Plankinton. Huron, back to you with the correct answer here. You will win the match and move on to our final eight in Mitchell on Saturday. Here is your potentially winning question. Because it has more strikes than anywhere in the United States, some people call a section of what state Lightning Alley?
California.
Correct answer is Florida. So no correct answer there for Huron. That leaving the door open for Plankinton to get on the board. Plankinton, here's your next question. Unscrupulous lawyers are sometimes accused of chasing what kind of specially equipped emergency vehicles?
Ambulance.
Is correct, Plankinton. You're on the board. However, you still do trail it 2-1. Huron, back to you again for the potential win with the correct answer. In 1982, the first operational space shuttle flight was completed by what spacecraft?
Columbia.
Is correct, Huron. Congratulations. You're moving to the final eight. You're coming to Mitchell on Saturday as you've beaten Plankinton 3-1. Huron now moves on to play in the finals. Coming up on Saturday morning, Plankinton with their second loss. They finish top 10. They have just missed out on coming to the finals in Mitchell this year. Final score, Huron 3, Plankinton 1, with the Quiz Bowl online only at Q107radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.